Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Cook.
Kelsey Cook, welcome to the show.
Oh, so happy to be here, guys.
We've wanted it.
So
we've wanted it for a long
time. I can't believe you haven't done the show before.
She did our show. She did.
I did their show.
Right.
View from the Cheap Seats, and she was amazing because we went deep, deep, deep into
her mom.
Foosball history.
No
past.
Yo-yo, just foosball?
Straight.
Okay.
It was a straight foosball dive.
Straight foosball.
It was mom was a champ. Mom and dad were
But mom was really the champ.
Both. And my dad fell off sooner than my mom.
Sure.
But my mom went on to be in the Foosball Hall of Fame.
Oh, I mean,
we're in Las located? Vegas.
Dude, they were the Dick and Evelyn Florn.
Dude, the Foosball Hall of Fame floor were mini golf.
I thought the
mini golf couple
should be the Foosball Hall of Fame should be in like some kid's basement.
No,
in like Milwaukee.
Thank you.
Thank yeah.
you. Where's the Foosball Hall of Fame? It's in a Dave and Buster's. It is. No, you have to go to the
Behind
bag and taste.
It takes 49. Her mom's a Hall of Famer.
It takes 4 million tickets to get in.
By the way, yep. She's a Hall of Famer. We're going to talk about that in segment two because
sure.
coming up is a very special thing that we get to participate with you. We get to call
yes.
it at Moon Tower. We'll talk about it later. Talk about your other podcast,
but. Immediately, in the immediate moment, the world is getting dumber, correct? Are we wrong
Absolutely.
To say that?
We'll figure it out.
It's a lot, yeah.
So dumb, and the only way to go at it is through comedy. So our awesome fans send us stories, and we, the four of us, each get a steering wheel, and we get to break it down. Mm-hmm. Kelsey Cook is with us. Daniel, let's jump
you
into
do a
one.
Story?
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, I can't wait.
Sent in by Bern Velasco.
Burn?
Burn. B-E-R-N.
Feel the burn.
Burn Velasco at Burn underscore Velasco.
Burn Velasco could be a hot sauce.
Burn Velasco has sold more than one couch.
Or a hemorrhoid cream. Right. I feel like there's just some yeah. Yeah. medical aspect
Grab me
to
the
it.
Burn Velasco.
And a sits bath. I need both. I need to put it on
also,
my rice and my ass.
He is a full name person. Like, nobody's like, who's coming over?
Burn.
Nobody. It's
no.
like, Burn Velasco, Kelly, Sarah, James. Right? It's a full
it's
name. Why would you not say Burn Velasco?
Burn Velasco?
When you have the option.
Right.
You have
when
to.
You have the last name, it's like, you got to yeah. do it.
I feel like he says his own name when he gets you with, like, a rip. Like, if he gets you, he's like, ooh, Burn Velasco. Got your ass.
Burn Velasco is always in sales.
Yeah.
Yes. No matter what is happening.
He does.
Yes.
When he shakes your hand,
firm
he gives
handshake.
You a card.
Very,
yes.
Burn Velasco.
Burn Velasco.
Right.
Card is between these two fingers as
right.
he hands it up. Burn Velasco, 2 days from now, you're going to say you're welcome to no one.
Yeah. Tells toll booth workers, see you later.
When you're in the shower staring off into space, you're going to remember two names.
Burn Velasco.
So good.
All right, West Liberty. I don't know where that is.
No idea.
Somewhere in Logan County. A Logan County man, thank you, Burn Velasco, wanted to make sure that his pizza was still good and warm, which is worse than Little Caesar's.
Yeah.
Good and warm.
Hot,
I would take
ready.
Good and warm over hot and ready because one is good and warm. The other is just hot.
It's
and
just
ready.
A temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
yeah.
Not a,
so
it's not a judgment.
We went out with Dan last night and hung out in some much needed the three of us time. And
yeah,
we ordered a little pizza late night and it came down and it was so hot when they laid it down. I'm like,
yeah.
This is not good. I need
really?
It to, because it was so hot. I was
calm
like, I need
down.
It to
they
calm down.
In. They go, they burn their mouth burner. Their mouth burned Velasco.
I burn Velasco in my mouth.
If it's in front of me, I'm going to start eating
right,
it.
Right, so just,
oh, okay.
just
I have
it.
So many friends like this. I don't know what that says about me where
how
I'm
to
like,
wait.
Don't eat it
don't
right
eat
now.
It.
It's
too
hot.
Give it a, have you seen those TikTok challenges where they put chocolate in front of a little kid?
No.
And they're in front of him, they go, okay, you can have it, but only when I come back from the bathroom, so you have to wait.
Oh,
and then you watch kids have a fucking meltdown. Like, just like sitting there, like smelling it and
oh,
like
God.
Looking over their shoulder.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
You guys still at this age.
So last
still.
Night,
do
so
it.
Last night
still.
When we were driving to where we were, this could have been a TikTok challenge. Who knows,
sure.
Dan?
Sure.
So we're driving across because the place we wanted to go was closed.
Sure.
And so we drove across Santa Monica to go over to Jones on 3rd.
Yeah.
Not Jones on 3rd, Jones Bar
yeah,
at
Jones
Santa Monica.
Monica.
And near La Brea.
And at Santa Monica and La Cienega at 10 o'clock at night, the light was red.
For everyone. It wasn't flashing red. It was just a constant red.
Something was wrong.
For eternity.
It was like a bad joke.
I already knew this because I had experienced this once before, but they had not experienced it.
Everyone is just sitting there. Now, for me, I'm like, this should actually make people feel good because nobody
moved.
Everyone was obeying the laws. Cars weren't slamming into each other.
Okay.
Like,
for this guy who got in the left turn lane, drove all the way up, and then went right through it. Because it's a four-way stop.
If a light malfunctions, it becomes a four-way stop.
So it's like you're sitting there and the chocolate's right there. We got to wait for mom or dad to get back in. And it's like, what do we do in this situation?
Randy said to me,
he goes, thank God for all these people. This is who's getting vaccinated. They just do what they're told.
Yep.
Wait here. Here's how we'll all survive. Don't be wild cards.
It actually gave me hope.
And I was like, you're right. Right.
I really want us to do some sort of hidden camera thing with them because it would be fun to see how far we can push you guys.
Exactly.
Just the most extreme temperature. Of food.
Oh yeah,
and just see how long it takes for you guys to be hospitalized.
If a pizza gets put down and it's super like piping hot, someone's gonna burn their mouth on it. Someone is.
Well, then you understand this guy. All he wanted was to make sure that his pizza was still good and warm after he picked up the pie in Urbana. I hope Champagne.
Uh-huh.
And he made his way home to rural Logan County Sunday afternoon.
Okay,
according to deputies from the Logan County Sheriff's Office.
Flame torch.
Yeah.
The name tells you so much. Wyatt Strickland. Punches first. Guaranteed.
Wyatt Strickland.
Absolutely.
There's no pushing. There's not like a whole bunch of peacocking. He just hits.
Well, who was involved last night?
Wyatt Strickland.
And you knew it was a fight.
Right.
Knuckle sandwich.
Someone ate a knuckle sandwich.
Did he take his duster off?
Nope.
Not duster.
Didn't even take it off.
Wyatt Strickland, big fan of the Ren Faire, of rural West Liberty, was clocked driving well beyond the speed limit on County Road 1 in Logan County at 6:30 p.m. Sunday. I'm going to ask you guys, how fast do you think Wyatt Strickland was driving home?
Just to keep his pizza warm.
So that he could
good and warm.
Good and warm.
Clear.
Thank you.
You are a guest, Kelsey. Do you want to go first? Tig, which is second or third?
And we.
You don't have to go first. You can go wherever you want in the lineup.
I'd like to go third.
Okay. Jason? So I think he was going 130 miles per hour.
Oh, that's cruising.
That is insane.
So fast.
That's
about as fast as a car. Yeah, it's never gone that fast.
Have you guys ever hit the governor on your car?
What's the governor?
The governor only allows your car to go to a certain speed.
Even though
the odometer might go farther, like usually around anywhere from like 170 to 140.
I've been at 120.
Now, some, yes. Some,
really?
Like,
yeah, like
yeah,
just
you
drive
can get up
Vegas
really high and like
straight oh, you're on like a straightaway.
But like a lot of minivans and stuff like they have governors on them, so it'll just, you'll hear it hit and it's like, well, we're not going fast.
By the way, that's a great phrase of like, how hard are we partying tonight? I'm taking this one to the governor.
I'm taking the governor off.
I'm taking the governor off tonight. The governors are off. So I think the govs are off. I say 110.
110. Okay.
What do you think, Kelsey?
I'm gonna do 115.
115.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Good.
One of you.
Oh boy. Ooh. Oh boy.
Is one number off.
Oh god.
So now all of you
we
can
get to just
you
go
adjust
one up or,
up
one
or
down.
Down one number.
So you got to adjust, but
Jason,
131.
Okay.
111.
Okay.
Kelsey, 114.
Okay. Wyatt Strickland, who wanted that good and warm.
Yes, he did.
Just wanted a good and warm night.
That's his God-given right.
Was going.
I mean, a woman doesn't have a right to choose in this country anymore, but he's got a right to good and warm pizza. Yeah. Let's just be.
Hey, my pizza, my choice. He was going 114 miles an hour. Kelsey Cook. Wow. Whoa. Chef's right in the room. Dude, you're going to get in the Dumb People Town Hall of Fame.
It's the carnival game in me. You know? It's like I like that shit.
You and Kevin Pollak. You're a competitor. I love that about you.
Deputies attempted to initiate a traffic stop and gave a short chase, but could not catch Wyatt Strickland.
Wait, your car can't go one?
They're like,
wait. Shouldn't every police car be able to go 134?
Will you imagine if he blew past them and they're like parked on a
and they weren't ready.
Right.
They weren't ready for the chase.
By the time they would get up to speed, he's gone.
So in his brain, though, he's treating this like he has a pregnant woman in the car. I got to get her to the hospital.
I got a fresh Hawaiian. Here's nothing stopping me.
Right.
Or a bomb that's going down. That's
extra
like
PA.
4 minutes.
I have a rule about this. We've all, LA traffic. Okay, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But when I see people driving insane,
yeah,
and somebody will say to me like, well, maybe they have an emergency. Mm-hmm. I go, if you have an emergency, you got to put your hazards on. If you want to go 120, but your hazards are on, I think there's something wrong.
Great. This is a great
But if you're going 120 and you're just cutting it up, I'm like, well, you're an asshole.
You're a jerk.
Yeah.
Because hazards would tell me, you're trying to tell people, I got to get through here. Mm-hmm. Something isn't right.
Right.
Agree? Disagree?
So when I was driving home.
I agree.
I was driving home from this past weekend. We were down in Mission Viejo with my cousins. I'm driving back up, and some jerk does this weird move. I'm in the carpool lane with my family, and some jerk does this weird move where like they go from behind me over to the other lane and then cut right in front of me. I'm like, this asshole, are you kidding me?
Right side cutoff.
So I, of course, waited for a moment that I could go right and go up and go two cars ahead of that person and slid right in. Like, fuck you. Like,
the
you're not going to do this to me. You're not going to do this to me.
You're going to beat me in this race.
Right.
Like, have you seen this mustache?
Yeah. Come on.
Right.
And then he like got out like he was going again. And I was like, you're going again? Are we doing this again? And then he got pulled off the road. And I was like, yeah. You lost, bitch.
I won because I have to drive farther than you, dude.
I beat you even though it's not a competition.
Side question. Do you guys do, is this just a Illinois, Northern Illinois thing? Do you do the like flash oncoming traffic to let them know there's cops?
Yes. I do that.
Yes. That does happen in Washington.
If you see a cop waiting, you go.
To everybody else coming on.
It's a big thing in Washington.
Okay, good.
And it feels good.
It's one of those pre-internet things that it permeated all of our shared knowledge. Mm-hmm. And we just took care of it.
How do we all know? It's the original Waze. Someone told me, by the way, on Waze, they notify you of where the cops are waiting.
Google does now, too, because Google bought Waze. So Google Maps does as well.
Yeah,
bitch.
Waze was out of control for a while, though.
Out of control.
It was just...
Drive over
you
this
You could tell
house.
It was like... Right. Middle school hall monitors wet dream where they're just like, it's my time to shine. Yeah. Like, I'm coming through. And they'd be like, I'm reporting fog. It's like, we can see fog,
exactly,
fuckhead. Like,
right? Stop reporting that
also,
fog.
Like, why do that while there's fog? Like, that's how you die.
Two miles ahead, there's a bird on the left. And you're like, this doesn't matter. Great. No. Waze.
Yeah.
Are you just showing me how powerful your Google Map is? Jesus.
Yeah. Those people.
Too much.
And the people who leave Yelp reviews must be in the same... circle, and
person.
I just don't
I, you know,
understand
I wanted the
it.
Other day because I had to search for a gas station. Who's reviewing gas stations? Who
I would
is leaving reviews?
No, I would.
Good or bad?
Clean bathroom.
That's they'll not a bad tip.
Clean bathroom. They'll let you use the air
but
without
if you have
buying
to go,
anything.
But if you're gas station bathrooming, are you looking up reviews? No, you've already come to terms.
It's an emergency.
Yes.
Something's about to come out of a hole, and you're finding the closest one.
Right.
Or your car's about to break. Like, there's never a...
No one chooses.
Take a gander.
I'm choosing
to go. Let me look at which mobile gas station I
okay.
was best
okay,
reviewed.
But what if I said... Dan, if I quickly just said Shell, Mobil, Chevron.
Sure.
Which one are you... If you have a choice of all
Chevron.
Three...
Chevron.
I don't even care. Whatever's closest.
Chevron.
But why
Shell and Mobil feel like they're inflating to the they're like they're trying to get us.
You guys.
Like Kelsey, they're trying to get us.
Mobil feels like the Dasani water of I mean not to shit on, I know we got it here
we
today.
Got some
but,
here. Yeah.
But
we're mobile you know. People.
So
yeah.
our parents
more of an Arco guy.
Our dad so our dad would find the one he found the one gas station that was like the most off-brand, he would always take us
the
there.
The one with the dinosaurs
no,
here in town?
No, that yeah, like Sinclair. Oh,
yes, Sinclair.
Yeah. No. Sinclair was expensive.
That's a thing. Like, our dad would be like, hey, you got to drive 29 miles into the valley. Up in Palmdale, there's a Zephyr station. We're like, Zephyr?
That's
like,
not
they
even
give
a
you
thing.
Their, you give you your what gas you, in a brown paper
you
bag.
Drove 20, you burned 3 gallons to get there and back. It's you wasted the money on that. He just wants to do that. But our parents, when we were growing up, the knives we had, the cutting knives, like the steak knives that we had were from Shell gas station. A giveaway.
I'm sorry,
at a Shell gas station. And we had those knives for, those are our daily 25 years.
I have three Shell giveaway items in my house right now.
What?
They issued Walter Payton glasses with a piece of AstroTurf from Soldier Field.
No, they did not.
Yes, swear to God.
No, they did.
I bought them for my uncle. We first had one at the cabin.
So I think our parents spent like $10.99 on these steak knives. And they were sort of like, white handle,
like
mother
of pearl
handle.
They were great knives.
Was there a Shell logo on them?
No. Shell logo. They were very classy. Very classy. And they lasted for
our knives 25 years.
And I was like, I mean, our whole childhood, like up through college, like those were our knives.
Shell knives.
Yeah. Shell knives. The Shell state. We're like, And every, like, once we became conscious people, we'd be like, did you really get these from a gas station? Our parents like, yeah. Yep. Proud of it.
That's all you need to know about your family.
It tells you everything you know about our dad.
Proud of it. And the Zephyr station.
You guys ready for this?
Surprised he went to Shell in the first place.
So deputies try to initiate a traffic stop.
Zip.
Wyatt's like, see ya.
See ya.
Bye.
Strickland out.
But Wyatt Strickland was given away, not by the odor of pizza, but by the stench of burnt rubber near the intersections of County Road 47 and Township 166.
What?
Deputies were able to trace the odor to a driveway in the 6600 block of TR-166.
Dude, that is great police work.
Where the vehicle was located, and the hood of the vehicle was hot to the touch, like you guys with pizza.
That's right.
So they literally were like, well, it's, somebody's burning, like, yeah. And they just followed the smell.
Is that how little is happening in that town?
Yeah,
that they're
it has
like,
to be.
We will find
we'll,
where
we'll
the smell
We'll touch as many
coming.
Cars yeah. as we have to.
This, to me, could be an episode of Reservation Dogs. Like that great.
Two drops of tomato sauce on the sure. side, and he licks it up and just smells it.
It's quick
like
DNA
follow,
test.
Yeah, follow an air test. He's like Wind Talkers. I love it.
Deputies knocked on the door of the residence, and Wyatt Strickland came out and admitted to driving the vehicle, saying that he was bringing his pizza home from Urbana and fled the deputies in order to avoid a traffic violation.
This
He's
guy,
like, I had pizza. He also just
guy.
Came out and told him.
Yep, me.
My God.
I know.
This By guy way, has either been broken forever or something just recently happened in his life. And yeah.
he's
pizza
pushing,
is his only, it's
the all
last
he's
thing.
Got. Yep. It's all he's got. He wanted it so, I mean, we've all Damn. Wanted something so badly that like it consumes your thoughts for a long period of time.
And then
when
you
get
lose,
focused on
then
it.
And when you lose.
Very odd sentence here. In this, Mr. Strickland was to be disappointed as he was arrested and charged to failure to comply. I don't think
this
they wrote
this
This
is the worst
right.
writing I've ever
Obstructing
heard.
Official business. Well, what? How's that? The official business of them pulling him over?
I think his official business was to get that damn pizza.
Speed and reckless opinion of a motor vehicle. Do you think the person at the pizza place is like, you're going to want to eat this as warm as possible?
Yes. It's hot now. It won't be in 10 minutes.
It's going to be garbage
then they
in like
say,
40 minutes.
You asked how small is this town? It's unclear what became of the pizza. He ate it.
He ate it.
We'll get out of here on this. How old? Is Wyatt Strickland. At what age is he going through this life crisis
I feel
that
like
you
a
feel
woman
he's
would not is
Kelsey?
This wrong to would not come right out and be like, yeah, that's mine. Right? A woman
It all depends on the alcohol level.
That's true.
I think a woman would be a little more tricky about it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Wyatt Strickland, where do you want to go, Kelsey?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Yeah, do it.
I'm gonna say 61.
61 years old.
Damn.
Okay,
that
Jason.
Is not what I was thinking. I was going to say like 21.
21?
Okay, I love when there's a wide range. This is, see, I love when there's a wide range.
Okay.
43.
The end of story one. Mm-hmm. We'll go out with this.
Love it.
Wyatt Strickland is 49 years
old.
Whoa!
Kind of between you and me. I'll take it. It's a little closer.
Freshly divorced.
By the way, we're 49.
Yeah. We're 49.
Jesus Christ.
That's how sad.
Yeah. Wow. Well, he got.
You have to look forward to.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Wait, we're living it. That's amazing.
That's story number one.
Story number one down yes. the books. When we come back, we're going to talk about the two great podcasts that Kelsey's doing, including the live show that we're doing at Moon Tower Comedy Festival, which this drops on Tuesday, the 21st, mm-hmm. this episode. So this week, we are doing Moon Tower.
If you're in Austin, you got to come see this.
We're going to tell you all about it on the other side of this break. It's Dumb People Town with Kelsey Cook. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to DPT. Before we get into all the cool stuff Kelsey's doing, Daniel Van Kirk has postponed his Together.
Yeah, everything
tour.
Will pick
how
up
can
in
people,
spring.
Yeah, how can they find out? What if people buy
It'll
tickets?
All be posted. Yeah. Yeah, all that stuff will all be taken care of. I think Great. People will get their stuff back.
DanielVanKirk.com.
We'll make sure. I don't know how that all works, but I'm sure if somebody's a dick to you, you can tell me.
If anybody in this world will make it right, it's Dan
Van Kirk. But for everything else, go to DanielVanKirk.com. You can obviously listen to me hanging out here. And then I do... digital shows like Bingo, where we raise money for No Kill Animal Shelters, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and
you
food
watch
banks,
those
and
movies.
You can win stuff. And then, yeah,
Love
we have
that.
Movie Club, where we just get together and talk about a movie that I've never seen
Dan,
before.
I thought you were messing with us on a most recent Patreon that like we were playing you a Rob Bass song, and you were like,
"Do you
I've
know
never
who Rob Bass is?"
No.
See,
okay. Jesus,
joy. and pain.
This is what they're gonna do.
Like
and then we're gonna get sued by Rod Bass's estate.
And rain,
yeah,
you know that song? Okay, never heard it in my life.
So he's like, I never heard of it. So there are movies that Dan has never seen. Like Grease was a recent one that
yeah,
you
I
watched.
Never saw Grease.
Never saw Grease. Dirty Dancing was another one yeah. that you've never seen. So Dan,
When Harry Met Sally.
So Dan watches them with people, and I would imagine.
But I've seen so many movies. There's just a vein of movies I never.
But it's cool that he is watching them with adult critical eyes and with other people who probably have seen it and are just joyful that they're watching it with you for the first time.
Right. The next one I'm doing is That Thing You Do.
Great.
Never seen it. You guys have all seen it, I assume.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've seen that. The singing movie, right?
Well, it's a band.
A band.
Steve Zahn.
Steve Zahn and the band.
Tom Hanks. I think it was the first Playtone movie he produced.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I know things about it. I just haven't.
So DanielVanKirk.com. Okay. Just participate in all
there's
those
all
things.
Sorts of fun stuff there.
We have a Patreon where we're doing new episodes of Cheap Seats, our old show that has not had a new episode really since 2015.
Well, now
2005.
It has.
2005. I'm sorry.
Did you do the diving one yet?
We did a high dive competition.
It was so high. It was
like
so
Doug Benson at Burning Man.
It was higher than the cost of a sandwich at an airport.
All right, anyway, it was so dumb. So we did this high dive competition from SeaWorld in 1983. It was crazy. We have Battle of the Network Stars, which is something we've always wanted to do, and it is now happening. So we are very excited.
Howard Cosell's 11 to 14 Me Too moments all in that thing.
Oh, boy.
Incredible.
It's amazing.
So go to our Patreon.com, and you can join, and it's $5 a month. It's super
easy. That's
it. And that's it. And then we have
plus, we have our own here. We have our own Patreon.
Yeah,
Patreon.
It's Dumb People Time. If you're not part of that, it's a great
way to
support.
Hang.
It's a total
so
hang.
Fun.
Extra content, all that stuff. Now, we are going to be at Moon Tower Comedy Festival this week. As this drops, we're going to be doing a lot of shows, including a live Cheap Seat show, but we're also commentating what we normally do. This is one of the highlights of the festival for us. If you haven't mm-hmm. seen us do this, it's one of my favorite things that we do.
We did the ping pong tournament for like 6 years.
Yeah.
Now we are doing, and we have played you in this. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
We are doing basically a Wrists of Fury. It's a foosball championship tournament.
Are you taking everybody
She's
on?
Taking on everybody.
I'm taking on the winner of the full bracket.
There's a bracket.
Okay, so someone will play.
So you're
the final boss.
I'm the final boss.
She's Judah Friedlander.
So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you want, only if you want.
Yeah.
But like join us in the booth, so to speak.
Yes.
And you can be like the analysis and like color commentary to like go through some what people did right and what
people did
wrong.
And we're just going to be carving people up, making jokes, which is what we do all the time. I
love it.
In Wrists of Fury,
yeah.
Is there a comic who surprised you the most that you were like, wow.
Nick Thune almost beat me.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
No
That's
way.
That's been one of the biggest requests for a rematch.
I thought you said one of the biggest regrets of my life. I let him get that close.
I almost walked into traffic. Yeah. Immediately after.
Did you feel like it was an off day for you, or he played really well, or both?
No, he played well.
Yeah.
Dude, he's like amazing. There's like things that he can do that I think regular people just can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was good. Also, I go into those matches.
Did you know he was good? Going in?
Here's the thing. He was talking some shit beforehand. But
can't do that.
But everybody talks shit beforehand.
Everybody does.
That's
except
the only time
us.
You can.
Except us.
You guys did not.
But that's your time. That's your time you can. People always say, why are you talking shit? We haven't even played it. Like, because in a few minutes, I might not get to talk shit at all.
Right. This is my only window.
Get it out.
And it expires.
This is my guaranteed window.
Get it out now. I think we just had, we scored a goal. I know we did that. But we definitely, our goal was to just make fun of
how bad we were.
And your parents. Like that.
You guys just destroyed my parents.
We destroyed them.
And that was almost as much as they destroyed each other. That's
another
story.
Oh, my God.
Never ends.
Folks.
Picked it right back
up.
Trumpet Tuesdays.
Were you about to say that you kind of go into it with like, I'll let it be a little bit fun?
No, I go into it kind of assuming that people are going to be more on the bad end.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you go into TCOB mode. Like, I got to take care of business.
That's what I was wondering. Was there a gear change for you when you were like, oh, I have to beat your ass?
Yeah.
Oh,
and you can see how different that episode is than most of the other ones because I am
focused.
Quiet.
Yeah, I get like that too.
You stop being funny.
I have everything to lose.
Yeah,
of course.
The whole premise is that
come beat me.
No
one's
yeah.
You can't touch me for doing that because you could get beat.
Well, people can look this up on YouTube. There are matches from actual foosball tournaments that I've gone to where people get to see what it looks like in an actual setting, and there's no talking. There's
no.
It is
stone faced. Let me just focus.
You hear like click, yeah. click, heart, like the sound of the ball hitting the back of the goal, and then the finger.
If someone,
and, that's it.
If someone were to Happy Gilmore it, like come onto the scene and yeah. be very brash or like loud, would it really affect, like would people be like, this is, you can't play like this. Like, shut yeah. up. Like,
well, there are refs sometimes if somebody's being too crazy. Like,
they'll say, tone it down.
Do they take a point yeah. away?
I've talked about, I don't think they'll take a point away, but if you are jarring, like if you are moving your rod so aggressively that you actually move the ball, that's called jarring, and then you lose right. the
possession.
So you're
not allowed to move your rod.
Okay. Yeah.
I've talked before on podcasts about Cindy Head. Did we talk about Cindy Head on yours? She is one more. She's
I'm wondering how much of this we should be saving for the Patreon for our Patreon.
All right, let's save it.
I want to. But I still want to promote all of the stuff.
Yeah, so let's save.
I have like 9 questions.
We're gonna do super duper foosball talk. We'll go super deep into it on our Patreon.
Okay.
We always take a few minutes. It's just for
the time. It's going to be so much fun in Austin. This is Saturday afternoon. We do this.
There is no other show that goes on in the afternoon on Saturday.
Everyone is going to be hanging out watching this. You are going to hop up in the booth with us and we'll just be funny
so
together,
excited.
All of us. And you'll give us the ins and outs of the technical.
Are you guys, and I mean this for all three of you, are any of you going to wear like sequins for the tournament?
No, I don't know.
Boys, I want to get you sequin jackets to call
I would
it.
Take a sequin jacket.
I'll take one.
Shit.
Also, we're shooting four new episodes of Wrists of Fury.
I love it.
One of the days.
If
at the
table's
festival.
Up,
so,
you might as well do it.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of great comics
so
there.
So many great comics.
Yeah.
I've been getting messages for the last year, like, when are we getting new episodes? So just so you guys know, if you listeners are Wrists of Fury fans, they are coming and the guests are going to be
By the way,
so
a great follow on Instagram you are, and a great follow.
Your dad, I mentioned
Thank
it, Trumpet Tuesday. It's your
yeah.
dad doing trumpet. Like the trumpet parts of hip hop songs and current songs.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
It's one of my favorite things.
I think I've messaged you and just said, like, this is bringing me so much joy right now. You have no idea.
Oh, that means so much. It's at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram if you guys want to check out Trumpet Tuesday and a bunch of my comedy clips.
So
but,
worth it.
Yeah,
our comedy is great too.
And Self Helpless.
Oh, thank you. And Self Helpless podcast.
Great listen.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
That is you and
Taylor Tomlinson and Delaney Fisher.
So the three of you guys, right? Mm-hmm.
You guys are like the, you guys are like the Phoebe Bridgers and Lucy Dacus and the woman from Big Thief. You're like that trio of people in
super
that way.
Super cool, super talented people.
Thank you.
So enjoy that. All right, let's jump
in. You want to do a second story?
Sure,
let's do it. Here we go. This was sent in by Brian W. Lance. At Blance, that's B. Lance, 79.
He owns a TGI Fridays.
Ready for this headline?
Yeah.
Florida man steals, assaults everyone.
What?
Yes.
That's
Florida man
steals something and then
assaults
hits
everyone.
Mic drop. Walk out of the room.
Right.
What more do you need?
Cops
make him governor. Is what I said.
That's, right.
That's his next move.
Make him king.
Right.
Cops are hunting for a Florida man. The use of hunting.
Hunting.
Like
hunting.
It's surviving the game.
Jesus.
In every other state, they would say searching. Right?
No, he's hunting.
Looking
no.
for.
I'm hunting for this guy.
But they're the ones hunting.
Like Bowie knives, like
this
in the
gator
bush.
Country.
Yeah.
This is
right?
gator country.
Cops are hunting for a Florida man who stole items from a Miami Bath and Body Works. What do you still want at my? How much do you love Sunripe and Raspberry that you need? Remember Sunripe and Raspberry?
Do I ever?
Sunripe and Raspberry
burned into my
was
nasal
every
passage.
Girl from 1994 to 1999, regardless of age. I'm talking 22-year-old to 12-year-old.
Listen, sometimes you're a country apple kind of bitch.
Country apple was huge.
Many times a cucumber melon.
Yeah, I don't. I'll reveal.
Sometimes you're a country apple.
I have sensory sex related memories of like high school fooling around. That sure. country apple would take me to a place. If I smelled it right now, I'd be like,
I have to lay down.
Dan, I'd be like, are we in Katie Weinbaum's basement?
Dan would have to like leave the room for in case anything.
If I smell red currant, like
guys,
a red currant candle,
memory.
A red currant candle.
Because this happens to people all the time. When you smell someone wearing your ex's perfume
this
or coat cologne,
you,
like you're
dude.
In a bank or whatever, and you're like, where?
You
like,
stroke out.
Yes, you do. Right?
You smell plumeria, you get the fuck out.
That's right. You get out, you drive away, you don't need to make that deposit, you don't need to do it at that point, you just get out.
Also, mid to late 90s, you could get any girl you were dating a gift basket from Bath and Body Works, and you were fine.
If you gave a girl a warm vanilla sugar anything. Love of her
get
life.
Ready to get that warm
country
vanilla
apple.
Sugar coming back at you.
That's right. I thought I remembered Sunripe and Raspberry. I didn't know that I was forgetting country
apple.
Well,
that's apple. The thing. She said it's burned into her nasal passage.
Yeah. Kelsey gets it.
Man, fully. I grew up in the mall.
Yeah, of course.
And recently, I have to say this, Bath and Body Works has become a place like ground zero for fights about masks. Like, remember those three women like went out, and then that one woman in the tube top just flew in?
I thought they got replaced by like Lush.
No.
This
stands
like,
on its own.
It's on.
It's still out there.
It's still on.
Do you think they make either one of those scents we were just talking about? I bet you
they brought them back for a small window of time. As a, it was this whole big thing on the internet.
Throwback,
around my age was like, go get in line. Get it.
You better tell them, Dan.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. It's been on YouTube, all kinds of things where when they release their fall candles in particular,
people went nuts.
You get a lot of Karens, a lot of Teresa's, a lot of short bob cuts.
People are going to buy all of them, leaving none for anybody else. Yeah. And it's like great for the store.
Candles, huh? Candles, it was all lotions and soap, I thought, when we were kids. Dude.
Right, the candles were less the thing, but the candles. Those three wick, sometimes you get a deal. Crab tree.
I'm a Yankee man.
Bath bombs, motherfucker. Crab tree and Evelyn. Is that like just the way lower rent?
No, I feel like that's higher rent.
That's bougie.
If Evelyn is in any brand,
Right.
Okay. Bath and Body Works could be like in a subway station, like
a subway restaurant.
Yes,
they could use it in a subway restaurant.
I'm in a combination subway Bath and Body Works.
It's a great song. So they're at a Miami Bath and Body Works. The Florida man stole items. What would he want? Now I'm not ascribing anybody. Soap. I'm just saying, like, why would you steal
shower gel?
He made off with the stolen loot by spraying everyone with bear mace.
Nope. This is what the attack on the Capitol has done. It has made Bath and Body Works an unsafe location.
But also,
screw what's left.
As if there's not enough fragrance in the air.
Yeah.
He's going bear mace.
Whoa.
And someone walks in 10 minutes later and is like, what's that candle? What am I smelling?
Is it mean of me to say this might be the most white trash heist we've ever done? I'm going to steal from a Bath and Body Works. When? Tuesday afternoon. How? Bear mace. You'd be like,
I'm so honored to be a part of the most white trash episode.
I would look at him and I'd be like, well, if you love her that much, it's worth it.
Dan, like, stealing from Bath and Body Works is like robbing Paul to pay Paul. It's terrible.
Doral police spokesperson Ray Valdez told CNN, this is one of those only in Miami stories.
Only in Florida.
Sure.
It's not too small here.
Robbed Miami International Mall store on Saturday and injured at least how many people?
With the bear spray.
Including one who took a direct hit of bear repellent to the face and needed to be hospitalized. How many people in this Bath and Body Works was like, you get a spray. You get a spray. Kelsey, where do you want to go?
Third.
Okay.
Okay, Jay, what do you think?
So I hope this person wasn't like an overweight, hairy gay man.
Why?
Because then it would be bear spray. Right. And that would be...
That's the person who got injured the most.
I'm going to say how many people injured?
Yeah.
Five.
Okay.
I'm going to say 11.
11.
11 people injured.
Kelsey Cook.
It's just that stuff hangs
that's
in the air.
Everywhere. I'm going to say 12.
12. Okay. Mm. The amount of people injured at the Miami International Mall Bath and Body Works with bear spray because somebody wanted items from Bath and Body Works
to steal them.
We've got a little bit more after this. Is 30.
30? Whoa!
30
Jesus.
Packed. We're packed. It's a Saturday at the mall.
That's a lot of people.
Oh, I mean, we don't even. Did he cut through the food court and just keep going? Steak spray, and Potato
spray,
Company.
Spray.
Yes. I'm telling you, that store was packed.
The man allegedly sprayed people with bear mace after swiping Bath and Body Works candles. You called it, Kelsey.
Dude,
Cook.
Candles are like
saying,
the
man.
Big
and I didn't know this.
Item.
So when I read that, I was like, "What an odd thing to take."
Yeah,
but what are they expensive?
They're expensive if you don't get them on sale. They're
fair enough.
Between 20 and 30.
About 15 of the people sprayed were employees of the store. That's a lot of people working at Bath and Body Works.
Damn, 15. That's a 1-to-1 ratio.
That's too much.
I mean, just you're
the only place everywhere in this country is understaffed except Bath and Body Works, I guess.
It's like a private school with its like staff to student ratio.
You know what I like there? Because I only have to worry about one customer the whole day.
Dude, you got to sell 10 extra candles just to pay for the aprons for those people.
Am I right? Is he right?
Given the serious nature of the attack and the injuries suffered, the crime could be considered aggravated battery as the suspect is potentially looking at 30 to 35 felonies spokesperson for the police said.
I'm being serious here. If he got a year for each person he sprayed, I'd be cool with it.
Yeah, fine. Yeah,
30
for
years.
At least a month.
Year. This man can't be trusted to be in the world at all ever again.
No.
Weird little bear spray to the mall. Did you say 2 years if he does a month?
I said it's at least 2 years as long as he does a month. You're in for 2 years.
Right, that's right.
You
have
some good behavior.
I thought you were coming up with your own phrase. It's 2 years if he does a month. I'm like, is that a phrase?
Well, I'll tell you
this.
You put me in jail for a month, it's going to feel like 2 years.
Oh, my God.
30
days
in. Oh, my God. 60 days. Don't even get me started on 60
days in, Dan. I watched one.
Why? Just watch Alone. Have you watched Alone?
No.
Okay, I can't. I will derail the whole show.
Oh, boy. We'll get you
watching. I don't like the guy from Alaska. I don't like him. I don't like his attitude.
Viggo Mortensen looking guy?
Yeah, I don't like him.
Okay. Weird little wrinkle. Last sentence. Of this story. He was last seen, this is our bear macing bear potentially, he was last seen leaving the mall in a taxi. You need better security.
Mm-hmm. Should you take an Uber? No.
I don't imagine.
Old school, baby.
But you'd have to call a taxi for a Miami mall, right? There's probably not a taxi line.
Or Dan, you have it wait. No, you have it wait for you. The taxi brought his ass to that mall.
That's okay. Now, better heist.
You wait here, bro.
Scoop and spray.
Scoop and spray. You wait here, right back in the taxi.
And keep the meter running. I don't care.
Can we all agree also?
I got that candle money.
I don't want anybody to steal. Okay.
But he pays him in candles.
But don't you feel like he probably didn't need to spray anyone?
Well, that's yes.
Probably could have just candles and run.
Or
what are you,
he could have held the bear spray and be like,
threatened.
Sure.
Yes.
Also, what a weird store to do that in when there are many things that you can spray into people's eyes. And
you're already there. And,
yeah.
Exactly. You're already there.
You're there.
Spray the pumpkin spice.
Why not? That's story number two.
Wow.
That bear felt like a Mad Lib.
Oh, my God. Dan, all right.
Every part of that?
Ooh. Yeah.
What a ride. What a wild ride.
In a taxi?
Yeah. And what did he leave it? You know?
In a taxi. All right. What's the last story, Dan? Give us a little taste of what we're going to hear.
Oh, just horror in the bedroom.
Oh, horror in the bedroom. Kelsey Cook's our guest. We'll be right back.
Patreon fans are going to go deep into the world.
Oh, my God.
If you don't join this Patreon, you're not going to get to hear this awesome stuff.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. It's Dumb People Town with Kelsey Cook. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, this is something we love. We don't do it all the time because it's special. We take a moment out of a show to say thanks.
Shout out.
And then also brutalize people's names and give them nicknames they never knew they wanted or needed.
Or deserve.
Right. David W. The fact that David Wayne is a townie
is
wild.
D-Dub
Wild Wings.
Uh-huh.
Ryan Gilby.
Gilby.
Ryan's been around for a while.
Dude, there's no way anybody calls him Ryan in his life. He's just Gilby.
He's Gilby. What's up, buddy?
Christopher Mikulski. Now,
Kalkowski.
Okay, not only cop, I thought title character of a novel.
I'll say
and it
this.
Starts out, Christopher Mikulski had a simple life. Like,
Christopher Mikulski didn't want to do what he did.
Right.
Christopher Mikulski didn't understand when people told him no.
Next up, another townie, Katie Caldwell.
Katie Caldwell.
I love that sound. Good name. Pillar of the community, Dave Bringle.
He's bringling it. He's my Kris Kringle. Dave Bringle.
Well, isn't that the thing, too, in Madison? Kringles?
The Kringle.
Yeah. Milwaukee.
Grandma made a Kringle. Grandma made a Kringle. Sounds like she... Grandma made a Kringle. It's in the living room. You're like, and now the dog's eating it.
Grandma made a Kringle, written by Dave Bringle.
That's right.
Another townie, Cindy Jewel.
Cindy Jewel. The Jewel of the Nile.
Mm-hmm. Callie J.
Callie J.
Cool rapper, maybe. I love that name.
That's right.
Joshua Nakamoto.
Heyo.
Joshua, mm-hmm. The most Jewish sounding name.
Nakamoto, the most Japanese sounding name. I love the two. Combine them.
Scott Fendley.
He's very Fendley. I'll say this about him. Very Fendley guy.
What if he is a cop and he's Officer Fendley?
Officer Fendley.
And then next up, we have Shannon Stokes.
Who is a defensive back, 4-star prospect out of Virginia.
She's crushing it.
Yes.
She or he never wears shirts with sleeves.
Mm-hmm. Mariah, I'm probably sick of the holidays, especially Christmas time. Griswold.
Yeah. Griswold.
If your last name is Griswold, do you love National Lampoons?
Okay, Mr. Grizzle.
Yeah. Jeanette Rose.
Jeanette Rose. Thank you, Jeanette Rose. Jeanette has its thorn.
Jeanette Rose, that sounds like the title of an Elton John song. Nathan Hopping.
He's mad. He's jumping up and down with joy.
We have a true local, Matt Newcomb.
Yeah, he's not Newcomb in our eyes. He's,
no,
he's
not
been
at
around
all.
For a
he's
while.
Oldcomb. He's
Oldcomb. Steve's cousin, Rebecca Kerr.
Hey-o, from the corner.
It occurred to me.
You know they're making a Steve Kerr documentary.
They should.
Melissa Whitney.
My favorite band, Whitney. I love it.
The greatest Melissa of all.
Do you guys?
Is happening to me.
Teresa Giussino.
Giussino. I woke up for this.
I'm going to tell you this.
Juno see nothing.
Jared Flick.
Flick it.
Yep.
Just flick it, man.
Flick him, dude.
Matthew Morales.
Matthew Money Morales. That's who he
That's
is.
That's where you're going
That's
with?
Matthew Money Morales. Who's coming to the party?
Spider-Man's
Who's
cousin?
Playing poker with us tonight? Matthew Money Morales. You better
He's
hide the
bringing
kids.
His visor, dude.
Oh, God.
Stephanie Speakman.
Speakman.
Yeah. Not Speak Mon. Twos. Not Speak Webs.
Speakman.
Speakman.
Speakman sounds to me like
a Jamaican speak and spell.
Either that or the game of Digimon or Pokemon.
That's only in Jamaica.
Yeah. Okay, this next name to me.
Jamaican Pokemon.
Do you guys know what
Pokemon.
Do you guys know what the term jobber is, right? In professional wrestling?
Yeah.
Like a jobber is the person who's designated to lose. Right. You always say they're in like a base colored Speedo. No jacket.
Nothing.
Yeah. That is exactly what I think Tony Monlock is. Welcome to the ring. Tony Monlock fighting out of Detroit.
Champaign, Illinois.
Yeah.
Tony Monlock. Monlock.
My prediction for this next one?
Pain.
That ties together. Randy Payne. Thanks so much, Randy. Pillar of the community, Stephanie Sum.
She's the sum
Do you
of
know
all
who Stephanie Sum is?
No.
Stephanie Sum hung out with us pre-show for the All Things Comedy Festival that we did in Phoenix.
Oh, yes.
She also came
Girl.
To my Oakland stop on the first Together tour.
Stephanie Sum. Yeah. We are the sum of our parts.
I hope you're great out there. Other side story about Stephanie Sum. She had access to, like, oh, if you ever need, it was like a hotel, a friend who owned a hotel. I was like, oh, yeah. So we exchanged numbers, and then she mass texted a whole bunch of people, and I was one of those. Well, she's like, sorry about that. And I was like, don't worry.
You
know,
say that? That adds up.
Yeah, we go. Andrew Nickel.
I've been down, I've been up, been to the bottom of every pothole.
Oh, yeah.
Nickelback?
If he leaves, and then returns, do you tell everybody in the house, Nickel's back?
Nickel's back.
Andrew, 5 cents.
Let's do one more. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Towny, Tom. Oling.
Did you get the Oling? Because we need it for we got to put it on the washer right
there. Yeah, no,
you
go. There's one behind the washer.
You know, I shoot all of my videos with an Oling.
Do you think his nickname's Tomo? Tomo!
Tomo!
Nice. T.O. maybe?
There are you guys, T.O. For all you Patreons who support us, we love you. Mm-hmm. We love shouting you out to the rest of the world. Join the Patreons. Only $5 a month. You get great content. And
I think there's a bunch of different levels.
Yeah, there. Sure. Oh, yeah, there's some. Some five, yeah. Some more. You can do whatever you want. Just check it. Patreon.com. Look up Dumb People Town. And let's get back to the show. All right, Daniel, take us home.
Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Georgia woman finds the worst thing living under her bed. Sent in by the lady, Liz Haggerty, at Liz Haggerty.
Is this
going to
make me not freak out about my own bed?
Yeah.
A Georgia woman investigating what she initially believed to be a piece of fuzz on her bedroom floor made a far more startling discovery.
Tarantula.
When there were snakes under her bed.
What is this?
Let me grab. Why does it move?
What's this piece of fuzz that doesn't look like fuzz at all?
Also, great improv name. If we were an improv group and one of you said this was your name, I'd be like, you are crushing it tonight.
Piece of fuzz.
Fuzzy snakes.
Trish Wilcher. Trish Wilcher.
Wilcher.
Trish Wilcher.
The bit would become Trish about Wilcher. The name. Yep. That's the only
Trish thing. Wilcher here.
I just had a Trish, lot of dental Trish, work done, and Trish, I can't open my mouth.
Trish Wilcher here.
Trish Wilcher.
I don't think you understand.
She said she
my
was...
My mouth is a butthole.
My name is Trish Wilcher.
Preacher.
And I am here to pick up my kids.
She said she was in her bedroom in her family's Augusta home. When she
it's not my other home. It's my Augusta home.
When she spotted something on the floor.
Before that fuzz that looks slimy.
Before going
to
bed.
You know how hair looks like that.
Yeah. I spotted what I thought was a piece of fuzz on the floor, went to reach for it, and it moved. Wilcher told WJBF.
So I reached more for it. So
Wilcher,
I put my face in front of it.
And her husband Max, that's Max Wilcher, I assume,
Max
soon discovered the fuzz was a small snake and there were more snakes underneath the bed.
Okay.
Along with their mother.
What? No.
Which would be great if it was her mom, but I believe it's the snake's
mom. Wait, the mother was under the bed with the snake?
Trish Sr.
Right.
Happy anniversary.
She passed her name down. Like, why don't women do that? She's Trish the Serpent.
Yeah. Snakes under her bed, along with their mother, the snake's mother.
Sam Jackson underneath. I'm tired of all these motherfucking snakes underneath this motherfucking bed. Okay.
I may need a cardiologist after this, she wrote on a social media site, Facebook. Max Wilcher used a grabber tool to pick up each snake and place them in a bag. The Wilchers released the snakes at a nearby creek. I'm going to ask you guys.
How many snakes
oh my God. Did they find under her bed?
Can you remind me where this took place?
Augusta, Georgia, I believe.
Augusta, of course. Home.
In her Augusta home.
It is Augusta, Georgia.
Can I go third again?
Yes, yeah, of course.
Okay. I'm going to say, like, it's a significant amount. I'm going to say 8 snakes.
Okay.
I'm going to say 27 snakes.
27 snakes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, they just kept coming.
Yeah, I'm not aware of how many
Three
snakes
would
are
be a lot
at
for
once.
Me.
Right.
Okay?
What's enough that you're like, we're in a horror movie?
1.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
1 absolutely.
1 is enough.
What were your guys' guesses?
I said 27. You said 8.
15.
Okay. A wildlife trapper confirmed the reptiles were non-venomous.
Venomous.
Thank you.
By the
garter
way,
snakes.
This guy, the wildlife trapper, or woman, venomous. This person. Yeah. Like, her husband was killed
non-venomous.
By a snake. She's now taking it on as this is her life's work.
He visited the home the next day, concluded there was no more serpents inside after they took
he's
them
like,
all
mind
to the
if
creek.
I use your shower? And you're like, what?
What? Well, I feel like I looked for your snakes. A little trade-off.
I haven't had a shower in a long time. Okay. All
okay.
Right.
All right.
That's
right.
The life of a non-venomous trapper. Why is the snake guy taking
hey,
a nap?
You guys got any oat milk? Oh, God. What's he doing?
This guy. This fucking
no,
snake
I'll drink
guy.
It. I just
won't
need
leave.
Lactate. All right.
The snake guy invited himself over for dinner on Friday.
We'll end it here. The amount of snakes, Trish Wilcher. Found under her bed Jesus. In Augusta, Georgia, is 18.
Oh, my God.
Good, Kelsey Cook.
Good game.
Damn, you had a great game guessing today.
You won all 3 of them.
Snakes.
18. There you go. That is a show. Wrists of Fury.
Check it out on YouTube. Comedy Moon Tower and watch us commentate along with Kelsey. And then she's playing the winner of the whole bracket.
Also, yeah. Self-Helpless and follow her, Kelsey Cook Comedy, on Instagram.
Go see her live, too. Great comedy.
Trumpet Tuesdays. Did you
Thank
have fun?
Thank you. So much fun.
I love great. It.
Thanks
all right,
guys.
Oh, shit. We got to get back to work.
Boom. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.